You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am Chris Chambers, and I am joined with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain of Jericho Road Ministry. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Chris. Man, it's good to be here.
It's a fun day. It is a fun day. I always enjoy these podcasts.
Good meeting this morning. Yep. We had two good podcasts. Yep. We're on Facebook today.
And it's now fun. Number three, man. There we roll.
Good.
Yeah, and of course, we are joined with Jody Holly, Mary Kay Cosmetics. What is up, Jody?
Hello. So happy to be here.
Thanks for giving us your time here for a few episodes. Shereen Weinman, Island Accents Painting. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be here.
And it is, we're recording this November the 24th, so it's 2 days before Thanksgiving in the great year 2020. And so, Andrew, you had an idea for some talking points.
Yeah, so 2 days away. Growing up, Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday.
Okay.
Above all holidays, it was Thanksgiving.
Above Thanksgiving? Christmas, right?
Yeah, because, like, okay, we won't go too deep here. We all like toys as a kid. We all like presents, yeah. Right? But there was something even then as a kid, I was like, I really enjoy getting together with my family and having dinner. And so,
I even knew it then.
Shut up, Chris.
Well, I tell you one thing about Thanksgiving.
But I'm serious. Yeah, I loved it, man. And my mamma, we go to my mamma's,
yeah.
And she would make, bear with me with this one. She would make mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Then she would make homemade noodles, but it was kind of in this gravy, and you would put them in the mashed potatoes, and it was a carb overload. And oh, my goodness, it was so good.
She was putting y'all to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. And then my mamma, she would have little dishes of fudge and Chex Mix all throughout the house. So no matter where you were sitting.
There's food available.
It was so good.
It is.
It's a good time of year.
It is a good time of year. And I think one of the things that's so special about Thanksgiving, really, you could even go back a little bit further, but Thanksgiving in particular is right in the middle of, the holiday season. Really kind of kicks that off. And we've already started to see it this year. And I think every year it gets a little bit sooner. You know, Christmas tree's out. I know Angela in my office already has a Christmas tree on her desk.
I think it's a good year to do it.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to do it, right?
I need it this year.
I think that's the justification.
I'm even okay with it.
That's the justification that I'm hearing a lot of places. But anyhow, you still are looking forward to Christmas. You're still looking forward to Thanksgiving. By the time you get to Christmas, obviously it's fantastic, and you still have New Year's and things like that. But this kind of kicks off that season.
It's the best time of the year.
No doubt.
It's awesome.
I think this year for sure, because I have to tell you, no joke, I was leaving a meeting this morning, and I'm so caught up in, I'm not going to be in Trinidad.
Yeah, because you can't be with your family. COVID.
I was letting it get me down. And then I was like, you need to snap out of this. You need to put up a Christmas tree. You need to get into the Christmas spirit. Really, it really hit me this morning. Get into it because, you know, it's going to be here. And we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. We do. So that's where we're going to go with this episode. Mm-hmm. I want us to do something just to, you know, to be thankful. I think it's a good practice to have.
Real quick, before you you jump into that, just got one other thing real quick. You mentioned mashed potatoes and some kind of noodles, carb overload. For me, I think my favorite kind of side dish for Thanksgiving,
I think we should get everybody.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I love like ham, like with you know, the honey-baked ham, the crust on the outside, you know, sugar. Anyway, delicious. Oh, yeah. And then from a side, it is. Yeah. From a side. Standpoint, I love corn casserole. Anybody?
Oh yes,
yeah. Maybe it's called cornbread casserole.
I've had it at your place.
I love it, man. Every year, like it's not Thanksgiving unless I have that. So,
yeah. Jody, what about you? You got something for us?
Oh yeah, my favorite is I love making homemade mashed potatoes.
Okay.
So to the fault
wait,
that
wait,
my
wait 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 she said making
this. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then
okay. Want to come over Thursday
when you make them?
That's where we're getting to. We love eating them.
That's right.
So it looks like we got a win-win here.
That's right.
My husband just came home with a 10-pound bag of potatoes.
Oh my!
He too enjoys them.
Make it?
There's like powdery ones. I don't know. I like, but not everybody makes them. So
homemade mashed potatoes.
Since I'm the one that makes them, it's more of like an expectation now. You know, if you don't want them to know you're good at something, just don't do it. That's the one thing I tell my past self.
Oh, man. All right. What about you, Shereen?
So we didn't have Thanksgiving in Georgia.
Of course, but you've been in the States.
Yes. So my first Thanksgiving in the States, my best friend Sandy, her mom, she put out this big spread, and I was like, oh, my God. Everything was good.
Yeah.
Everything was home. That's why I was like, how else do you make mashed potatoes? Yeah. She made everything from scratch, and I tell you, the table was set so nicely. It's just – I'll never forget my first Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good. Never. That's a really
it's
good.
Beautiful.
One thing I just wanted to mention before you get going, Andrew. There, and I know we got to get going, but this week the pastor Jerry Wall was speaking at church, and he mentioned I thought that was pretty funny. You have these at a lot of places. You have the no more than 10 individuals, but the CDC, I guess the guidelines say you can have up to 30 people if it's a funeral, right? So what he's doing is he's going to his pet turkey's funeral, right? So that's gonna be. That's gonna be,
and he's inviting 29 of his closest friends and family,
and refreshments will be served, is what he says at the funeral.
That's
so.
Genius.
Yes. Of
See, it's always important who your friends are.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, okay. With that introduction, here we go. So, all right. The first question is this: let's think from a business standpoint. It's been a crazy year. We've highlighted that a lot in this podcast. It's a challenging year, and you know we're all. Hopefully looking forward to 2021 and what it may bring for us. But, you know, we would be remiss not to think back this year and say, you know what, there is at least maybe one thing I can think of that I'm thankful for from a business perspective. And so I think it's a good practice, no matter what your deeper beliefs are. I think it's good to have gratitude. I think it really does good for your soul to be grateful for what you're going through and your experiences. So that's the question I'm going to ask first for everybody. What is one thing from a business perspective that you're thankful for this year? And to kind of get us started, to give you guys a little bit more time, I'll start this one. One thing I'm really thankful for this year is the partnerships. And I get that I joined BNI right before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to experience the in-person. I was like, you know, almost like that overload that a lot of people talk about at the beginning. You're like, whoa, it's a lot going on, blah. But it was very good, you know. And then through that, so many wonderful things have happened this year that I don't know where I would be if I didn't have some of those partnerships, especially for the challenging year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take it a little bit further, not just the partnerships at BNI, but the partnerships that the other people in the community I've got to meet. There's been a lot of people step up this year for Jericho, help us, give us direction, guide, wisdom, input. And I'm very thankful for that because I realize that we're not an island. We're not out here by ourselves trying to do all this. And so I'm just very grateful for the partnerships, the relationships I've got to form this year that's really helped our business move forward. So that's mine. Jody, you look like you're ready to go. So we'll go with you next.
I am. I'm so ready. I'm thankful for that that push and the growth that I didn't really have a choice but to grow and just so that I could be there for other people and teach them how to grow with me. So. That's definitely something I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful that I'm my own business owner so that I could make different decisions. Mm. And I was ready for the kids to come home if they needed to be homeschooled. I'm already there. Like, I work there. So I really thank my past self for making that decision to work at home.
Yeah.
That was a really great thing. And seeing everybody come together, like you said, and just, like, almost, like, holding hands virtually. Like, we are all in this together. Yeah. That's the most thankful I've ever been just to be in BNI. Just because we had that weekly meeting too, mm-hmm. to like refocus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Right. It gave you something to go back to every week.
Right. Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it taught me a lot like about Zoom so that I could recreate the Zoom in my own team.
Yeah.
Very good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Shireen? What's one thing you've been thankful for this year business wise?
I'm thankful for success. But what I want to say is not necessarily so much financial success, but success in being able to you know, being hit by this pandemic and still come through it because of the people that I have surrounding me. You know, and I'm talking BNI connections, and I'm talking friends and family. I have such good friends. I have friends that, you know, every day. Like, I have my one friend that, if she doesn't hear from me, it's by 10 o'clock every day. She calls me. She's like, and she lives 2.5 hours away, and she'll jump in her car and drive over here if a couple hours go by and she doesn't hear from me. So I am so thankful that's what I have.
Awesome.
So
that's really good. Yeah. Chris, what you got for us?
Yeah, so again, it might sound a little bit cliche, but you know, I do get the opportunity, right? And I say this on a weekly basis, but I get the opportunity to really serve those who served us and serve this country, and gives us the opportunity to have the freedoms that we have today. Gives us the opportunity to be business owners, right? And to go out and to do these types of things that we desire to do. So, number one, thankful for my clients, you know, all of my clients. But I also would be remiss if I didn't mention my staff. and those that that work here at the Chambers Law Firm give us, you know, all each of us an opportunity to help these folks. I mean, it's on a nearly daily basis we get to make wonderful phone calls. Hey, good news, you're not getting any benefits from the VA, and suddenly now you're getting over $3,000 a month for the rest of your life. Congratulations. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you out. So again, I love that opportunity to be able to serve those. So
I feel like I'm a part of the Chambers Law Firm family now. I get to come in the office quite a bit. Yeah. And I will definitely add to that. I love to hear the stories. I will never grow tired of those stories. And keep telling them to us because it's encouraging to us all.
Of course. I love
it. I love it. And then you said that about your staff. You have a phenomenal staff. Mm-hmm. They work hard.
Yep.
They have a passion for what they're doing. Yep. And it's awesome to see. So let's encourage the rest of our BNI chapter members. What are you thankful for? You know, you could go to our Facebook page. Maybe just post it. You know, when we put this episode there, just say something. And it's not so much just to brag. It's really to practice, you know, the art of gratitude and what that does for your soul. Mm-hmm. Because if you can think on those things, I think it'll give you a different perspective, especially when you're going through hardships and challenges. So think of the one thing you're thankful of from a business perspective this year.
I think it's hard to grumble. It's hard to complain when you have that kind of attitude, you know, of gratitude that we've talked about. Right. So I'm with you on that.
It's good. All right. So we're going to switch it now just a little bit. Let's just think a little bit more personally. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not asking you to open up your deepest, darkest areas here. But at the same time, what's something personally you're very thankful for that's happened this year? And again, I'll start it. I'm very thankful for the growth that I've seen in my family. I have three children. I have a wife, and I love them dearly. I'm so grateful for them. And we have really, you know, we've been in Florida now for a couple years. Our first year was just, you know, this awesome, like, we got out of Northeast Ohio. Yeah. We were thankful to be out of the snow. And I mean, we have great relationships up there, but we're grateful to be here. And it was almost like a vacation year, you know? It was awesome. And then the second year, it's been challenging. My wife's a public school teacher. My kids are in school. We got all these things going on. And, you know, there were some days. I remember there were some days my kids were like, oh, my goodness, you know, this is hard, you know? And but at the end of the day, like, even this morning, we had breakfast together. You know, just to see how they've all come through this. So, you know, we're still doing it, and we're happy. We're a content family, and I'm just very thankful for that because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people come and go, but that family is going to be there. So I'm just really, really grateful for my family and how that's grown this year. So that's mine. Turn to Jody. What do you got?
I love it. So I am a Thanksgiving baby. So my mom was pregnant with me for Thanksgiving, and she ate dinner. She said there wasn't enough room for both of us in there, so I was born on Thanksgiving.
Man, another Facebook breaking news right there.
So I've always loved Thanksgiving. It's always been my favorite. I love getting the family together. I love my family. Like, I love our family time. We are a really close family, even through my kids' teenage years. You know, when most people are complaining about their kids, I don't know. I know I'm prejudiced, but I feel like I have the best kids. Like, they're really good kids. They don't get in trouble. They get great grades. They're very respectful and caring of each other. They do their own laundry.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just really thankful for my family and staying closer and watching them grow emotionally through this. Because this hasn't been easy, but nothing easy is ever, you know, everything that's worth it is not easy. So
Very good. Very good.
Yes. I have to tell you, this morning, like I said, when I was driving out of the meeting, I said to myself, I was like, stop being so ungrateful and get into the spirit, you know? So I think I had to remind myself this morning, there's so much to be grateful for. You just have to, every day you just have to count your blessings because, you know, I was in a little bit of a funk about not seeing my family. And then I was like, you have to just get out of it. And because every day it's just something to be thankful for. So I'm thankful for life itself.
Yeah. Really. It's a big one. Yeah. You know, I get to, I'm going to interject one more. I get to be with, you know, for those who don't know, probably everybody listening does, but I, you know, we have a couple homeless shelters and I get to interact with a lot of people. And one of the things that being in those environments have taught me is that if you have breath in your lungs, you have something to be thankful for.
Exactly.
And so I agree with that. I think that's a big thing. And I think if more people got to that position, I think we'd have a better world because there is a lot to be thankful for, even in this challenging year. So with that, Chris, give us yours. What do you think?
Yeah, so well, I was filling out this questionnaire over the last few weeks, and I've completed it. And when I was going back and reviewing it, I realized that I left off in one of the answers the most important person that I shouldn't have, and it was my wife. So I'm gonna start right there. Who am I thankful for? I'm thankful for my wife. She's my life partner. She's my business partner. She's the mother of my children. And so we'll start there. But also our three kids, man, 11-year-old, 6-year-old, 18 months old. You know, again, seeing all of them grow and learn new things and just kind of mature is really, 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 really neat. The other thing is her parents, Steph's parents, and my parents, they all live here in Spring Hill. So we have the opportunity. We're a very close-knit family. They help with the children, you know, out of school, in school, picking up from school, dropping off at school, all of those things. And I know a lot of folks don't have that. And so we're obviously very, very blessed with that. And the last thing I'll mention is in 2020, in particular, it has given us, you know, mindset matters. Somebody mentioned that, I think, in one of the episodes today. And that's our mantra, right?
Our mantra,
yeah, in 2020. And this idea of having a growth mindset, right? And we can either, you know, allow it to just beat us up and, oh, you know, woe is me, or we can have that growth mindset that says, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to learn. It's an opportunity for me to grow. And I think all of us kind of, today have kind of talked through this. We've all found ways to better ourselves, right, as a result right. of these difficulties. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, I would be remiss then not to add your family to mine. So for everybody listening, your family has become like our family. I mean, we're inseparable. We hang out all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
And so your kids, our kids, I feel like it's one big family and your extended family. And so very grateful for you guys and how you all have welcomed us into your life. So we're thankful for that. And I want to just push this back out to everybody that's listening for our chapter. You know, you may think, well, you know, this is good. It's a feel-good episode. But let me tell you, this is an important thing from a business perspective, because you really need to have this kind of an attitude. All of us do. And we're all going to get challenged by this, because we're all going to face challenges and hindrances and all this stuff. But if we can continue to keep that kind of grateful mindset, it's going to enable us to see past and through problems. So I would encourage you, again, post something you're thankful for on our Facebook page. Add something there. And let's celebrate all those wonderful things together, because we all need it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I have one last thing to be thankful for. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. Hi-yo!
Very good. Very good.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!